Elizabeth Mill, born August 28th in the year of our Lord, 1915. Baptized into Christ, September 19th in the year of our Lord, 1915. Confirmed in Christ, March 29th in the year of our Lord, 1931. Married in Christ, January 10th. In the year of our Lord, 1934, died in Christ, September 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2012. To God alone be glory. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peace to you, members of this community, members of Christ the King Lutheran Church, family and friends of Beth, and especially to you, Jim, Richard, Dorothy, Helen, and Marge. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Through the psalmist, God says, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." These two passages were spoken over Elizabeth as she was confirmed in the Christian faith in 1931. It was just as dry in Montana then as it is now. As her 94th and 95th and 96th and then her 97th birthday came and went, that passage about waiting for the Lord seems to have been a very prophetic choice for her life as she was still waiting for her Lord. There were many times when I visited her while she was still able to easily converse with me that she would comment that the Lord had evidently forgotten all about her. While I assured her that wasn't the case, we can all see how she came to think just that. The Lord seemed silent. So many of her friends had already been called to their eternal home before her. She felt like she was one of the only ones left. During those 6 years that I visited her at her home and in Aspen Meadows, she regularly confessed her sins. She heard Christ's words of forgiveness. She was fed with Jesus' very body and blood for the forgiveness of those sins. Those are the things that God wants Christian hearts to take courage in. That is the very place, His Word, in which Christians are to wait for the Lord. Christ died for Elizabeth. He died for you. He died for everyone. He loves the whole world. Doesn't John 3:16 say that so clearly? But not everyone will be saved. Many don't believe in him. Many don't wait for him where he has promised to be found. But Elizabeth did. She believed in and confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. She received his gifts, and she stubbornly would cling to that word of God, the promise that a crown of life had been prepared for her. Elizabeth's suffering and sadness are now ended, and her joy is complete, for she does wear that crown of life that was promised her. She can say with St. Paul, "I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Elizabeth waited on the Lord, but she thought an awful lot about this day. And she was ready for it for many years. She was ready for the suffering and the loneliness and the disappointments of this life to pass away, and for the joy of being in her Savior's presence to be real, to come into full focus. She was tired of looking through that clouded glass. She wanted to see her Lord face to face. Now she does. She wasn't just ready for this day, she was also well prepared. Not because of what she did for herself, not because she was perfect, or because she kept God's law perfectly as he demands. She was well prepared because of what Jesus did for her on his cross. Those many years ago, he called her to faith by the gospel, and on that day in September in 1915, with her parents standing there holding her in a place much like this one, she was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And in that moment, she was made a child of the Heavenly Father. On that day, her name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And she was connected to Jesus' death and to his resurrection from the dead. He took her sins upon himself and carried them to his cross and died for her, just as he has done for each and every one of you. He rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven, that Elizabeth and all who believe in him would also rise from the dead and have eternal life in his name. Elizabeth was ready, and she was well prepared for this day, but she was powerless to defeat this day, a day that will come for all of us, because we are all sinners. And the wages of sin is death. But Elizabeth had nothing to fear, and neither do you for believing in Christ, for this is a day of rejoicing. For her Lord has defeated death for her, and in her place. This death could not harm her. This day is no longer a day of suffering or fear, but a day of rejoicing. For Elizabeth has received God's free gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ, and she is safe, resting where nothing can now separate her from her Lord. Toward the end, the days of her life on this earth seem to just drag along, but now her days are effortless and filled with great joy that will never end. If you know Elizabeth, you know she liked to talk an awful lot about her children and grandchildren. She was very proud of her family and loved them very much. She desired that all of you would one day come and be with her. She told that to me often. Perhaps she only meant in this life, but certainly she would also want you to be where she is now, in the life that is to come with her Lord and Savior Jesus. There's no doubt that she wanted each one of you to know and trust in the Lord just as she did. She wants each one of you to receive from him that same crown of life that now belongs to her. So if you will, please take this word from me as a last word from a mother and grandmother who loved you very much. As you wait on the Lord for that day, as you prepare yourself for this day that cannot escape any of us, do not wait to hear the Lord's word and receive his meal, his gift of body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. For Elizabeth knew that God's word was very important, and those days that I would come and bring that word to her were incredibly important to her. If you don't believe me, ask Jim or Helen. They know it. Those days were very important because she knew that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. As the birds of the air do not fall to the ground apart from the Lord's knowledge and will, so are the hairs of your head all numbered, all of your days accounted for, and you are of much more value than many sparrows. The Lord never forgot about Elizabeth. In his perfect time, he has delivered her safely home. He has not forgotten about any of you either. He loves you just as he loved her. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.